What's the game-changing realization that helped you build a high-performing team? That question is at the center of every episode of the HR Impact Show. Every HR professional wants to build a team that has empowered managers, engaged employees, and an organization that's striving to become elite. The challenge is that you're often told to do more with less. We're going to fix that. Every week, we will feature executive and senior HR leaders from across the country, and they will share with us their actionable insights and best practices that's going to help empower you to create an engaged, elite workforce. Here's the show. This is your friendly neighborhood town strategy nerd, recording live from HR Transform 2024 at the Wynn Resort in Las Vegas, and we are going to bust some myths. Okay. So our featured guest joining us today is Janine Yancey, who is the CEO of M-Train. So she's going to help bust some myths with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Before we dive into it, I want you to set the stage.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your story, about M-Train, so we understand your perspective before we get into the myth-busting stuff.
I started my career as an employment lawyer, employer corporate counsel, if you will, dealing with a lot of conflict. And that was the backdrop for me starting M-Train, because I'm the founder and CEO of M-Train, and M-Train provides e-learning. We call it compliance and culture topics, and plus workforce analytics.
I think you're selling your bio a little short, but let's dig in a little bit on that. One of the things that I'm wondering about is you started off your career as an employment lawyer.
Yes.
What did you experience doing that job that provided the impetus for you to start M-Train?
So I called myself the therapist to the workplace because I would see the same patterns over and over again. And a manager would come to me and describe a certain conversation or exchange. And I would say, okay, in a month, X, Y, Z is going to happen. And the manager would be like, how do you know? How do you know? I'm like, just watch. And sure enough, that would happen. And so it patterns of behavior that inevitably lead to conflict and then turnover and all that. So I started basically pattern matching and saying, okay, there's got to be a better way. You know, we can start approaching these as skills to develop, which is what we'll do at M-Train.
That's a really interesting perspective. And I think one other area that I'd be curious to hear your thoughts on, when you look at all of that context, and now you're a founder and CEO of the HR tech organization that's growing, how did all of that experience inform and shape your talent strategy in your organization?
Oh, I love it, because we have a couple tools in our solution that we use internally too. One tool is can't be polarizing. So whenever you're giving feedback, you have to do it in a way that somebody can hear it. And the other tool is we're always learning. So I'm saying that because we're always learning. So we're applying the strategies internally, and sometimes a trial and error, but that's okay.
Great stuff. All right, you ready to bust some myths?
Yes.
There's a lot of HR and leadership myths that are out there. What's the one that drives you nuts and you wish would die?
It's the one that made me start M-Train, which is that compliance is just this other thing, and it has nothing to do with skills, and it has nothing to do with people strategy. That drives me nuts. Compliance, if you unpack it, it's actually skills. It's people with skills behaving and making decisions in a way that are super productive. So when you approach it from a skills lens, you don't have any compliance.
Whenever people hear compliance, they automatically fall asleep.
Yes.
So I want you to make this real. Your argument is that compliance is not its own separate thing. It's actually deeply embedded into everything that's related to your talent strategy.
Yes, I would say, and I'm a lawyer, and so I'll just throw myself under the bus. The lawyers have so overly processed behaviors and skills into these rules that we've lost all of the goodness. So let me give you an example. Boeing. Boeing spends over $1 million a year on its compliance program. Over $1 million. The Boeing plane, so a few years ago, plane fell out of the sky. Fortunately, there were fatalities. Most recent with the Alaska Airline. My brother happens to be an Alaska Airline pilot. I was very on pins and needles. The Department of Justice is now opening up an investigation. So here's how it connects to skill. So there are people making decisions every which way. There are people, we actually have the email evidence saying, holy moly, I would not fly in one of these planes. But is anyone speaking up? No one's speaking up. Is anyone telling the leadership, hey, we're prioritizing money over safety? I mean, that's just not just a policy in a red. Yeah, that's skills. That's creating a culture. That's actually people having understanding the experience to speak it.
That's a really great example. And there's a much broader conversation when we're talking about the Boeing organization, because you have the impact of mergers and acquisitions in that relationship too, because Boeing at the peak, they were an engineering organization, and then McDonnell Douglas acquired them. It did what a lot of acquiring companies do, which is let's look at maximizing shareholder value. Right. And that's the only thing that we care about. You're getting me close to being on a soapbox, and I'm not going to do that.
Okay. But Jim, also, when you disconnect the compliance program from the culture and the skills and the behaviors, then you just have overly processed food. It's nothing. It gives you nothing.
In the Doritos of an organization.
Yeah. When you connect ingraining the skills and the behaviors into, oh, and by the way, these also meet regulatory needs. They can actually building muscle.
Awesome stuff, Janine. We appreciate you busting that myth and hanging out with us. So if people want to continue the conversation, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
So easiest is online at mtrain.com. That's mtrain.com or on LinkedIn. Just look me up at Janine.
Thanks for hanging out with us. And for everybody that's watched this, I will have more myth busting to come. So stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the HR Impact Show. We hope you liked the conversation. Don't forget to continue supporting us by joining the HR Impact community. You can find the community at www.engagerocket.co/HR Impact. Tune in next time, where we'll have another guest who's going to share with us the game-changing insights that help them build high-performing teams.